Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us with some pretty good news when we come back right after this.
PharmaSure is now the third largest farm owner's insurer in the state of Oklahoma, and we wanted to say a great big thanks. We did this because good agents believed in us, and thousands of you fine folks gave us a chance to insure them. We pledge to keep the values that brought us here in place for generations to come. PharmaSure believes in the future of Oklahoma, and thank you again for the business.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. And Tom, let's start off, as we always do, with a check on our livestock futures. Why don't you kind of update us on how things ended up yesterday?
Well, Dave, you're correct in saying the word ended up, because that's what we did. We did end higher. Now, we started the session negative yesterday. Then we turned into mixed trading. Then we steadily started working higher, and finally we surged to limit up moves, and most of our contracts did close up the limit in live cattle and feeder cattle yesterday. Now today we have expanded limits. That means live cattle can trade $4.50, feeder cattle $6.75. Now the upside yesterday was technically led. There was really no fresh price bullish news out there in the marketplace. We also saw 28 deliveries against the October contract yesterday. 15 of them were retenders, 13 were new deliveries. Choice box beef yesterday, 20 cents higher. Select box is down 18 cents on a total movement of 177 loads. The daily cattle slaughter, 114,000 head. Cash feeder index down 47 cents. On the close yesterday, December live cattle up the $3 limit. November feeders up the $4.50 limit. And December lean hogs closed $2 higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Tom, let's talk a little bit about the grain futures now this morning, and it looks like the grains also had a pretty decent day yesterday.
Yes, they did. It's amazing. This time yesterday, we was really struggling, mostly on the negative side. After the 8:30 reopening, we saw the markets work higher, and there was no fresh news out there. We lacked anything to really stimulate these markets, but they traded higher and closed higher across the board in the wheat, corn, and soybean futures. Now, upside was mostly technical and positioning ahead of Friday's USDA supply and demand report that is expected to also be price friendly. Now, currently, we're trading positive in our grain and our soybean complex, with December KC wheat 3.75 cents higher, December corn up 0.75 cents, and November soybeans 5.25 cents higher. December cotton this morning is 23 points higher. November crude oil up 81 cents. December dollar index is down 9 cents. And December Dow Jones futures up 92 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today. We're going to check you out again tomorrow. Look forward to that. And it's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.